The alarm rang out, loud and shrill. All eyes snapped open wide. It was Christmas Eve in the stables and very cold outside. The reindeer rolled out of their beds to start their all-night shift, ready to fly fast through the skies, pulling a sleigh packed full of gifts. Soon Santa arrived right on time and told them all the plan. Let's all do our best, visit the children, and be as quick as we can. They set off at speed, and pretty soon they found they were halfway round. Feeling peckish, they found an elegant house where the owner had left food on the ground. Some kind-hearted souls had left outside bowls brimming with snacks and treats. They rushed to the nibbles, licking their lips. The food vanished in a heartbeat. Well, all of the reindeer, except just one, who stood on his own, teary-eyed. Poor Rudolph had only seen nuts in the bowls to be washed down with milk on the side. To be safe, he knew he must stay away, to not risk an allergic reaction. There was too much to do in a very short time. He didn't want to be a distraction. Trudging away from the others, the tears began to stream down his face. At the end of the path he kept walking, he had to leave this place. Back at the sleigh, the reindeer stood, waiting to fly off into the night. But soon they saw someone was missing. Where was their guiding light? Vixen soon realized why Rudolph was gone once she saw nutshells on the ground.
I think we need to be more thoughtful,
she said to the others as she frowned.
Rudolph has allergies, and that can mean he can't eat the same things as we do. It's down to us to find where he is, and I think I have got us some clues.
Snow was now falling quite heavily, but still they were able to see the hoofprints that Rudolph had left behind.
Oh, Rudolph, where could he be?
They found him beneath a large holly tree, looking so sad and rather chilly.
Please help us deliver the presents,
begged Vixen.
We know why you're so unhappy.
Just then, Santa popped up behind them and he asked,
So what have we here? A young reindeer in need of some carrots, maybe? Because those snacks really gave you the fear.
While Rudolph chomped on the carrots, he said,
I'm sorry I made you so worried. I feel much better now, and I'm ready to go.
So back to the sleigh they all scurried. The reindeer all gave a sigh of relief, but there was one thing they couldn't ignore. The sun was now beginning to rise, and they had a sleigh full of presents galore. Soon curtains would twitch, children would stir, and parents might start to awaken. The reindeer knew what they needed to do. The liftoff left the ground quaking. Leading the way was young Rudolph, his nose shining bright in the dark sky, from house to house and street to street, delivering gifts as they fly. They managed to beat the sun rising, and when they were safely back home, Santa bellowed to Rudolph quite proudly.
There's something that you ought to know.
Leading Rudolph along to the workshop, the door opened and for Rudolph to see. It was Buddy the Elf beaming broadly.
He has a food allergy, just like me.
Having others who cared about what it was like made their day, as you can see. They both were relieved there were people around who took allergy seriously.